Jason's alive. He killed my friend, now he's coming for me.
He's got a death curse.
Jason's a legend.
I'm Mrs. Warren, an old friend of the Christies.
Jason belongs in hell.
You're doing if you stay here.
Never come back again.
You see, Jason was my son, and today is his birthday.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Return to Camp Blood. I'm your host, Nathan Parker. Now, many of our listeners are aware that we have a couple Friday the 13th fan films in the works. On recent episodes, we have featured Vincent DeSanti, the producer and director of Never Hike Alone, and Tony Crespo, who is directing Friday the 13th, The Lost Chapter. Now, we have another fan film in the works from Wet Paint Pictures titled Voorhees. And tonight, I'd like to welcome the director, Cody Falk. Thanks for joining me, and how are you tonight, Cody?
Hey, I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm glad we could work this out while your Kickstarter's still going on. I had a chance to check that out a couple times and really enjoyed the trailer and seeing Jason in the woods, and just excited to have another fan film going on. Like we talked about with Vin and Tony before, they've got some great projects, and I'm looking forward to hearing about Voorhees. So let's just kick that off and talk about how this project began. I mean, you guys are obviously big Friday fans, or you wouldn't be making a film, but what prompted you to make a movie of your own?
Right, yeah. To be honest, to see the cancellation of the recent Friday the 13th film that was going to be made, that was a huge disappointment for us, and we were really stoked for it, and we were really stoked for all the other indie films that were, you know, getting their stuff juiced up. And when we heard about that, we were completely like bummed, and we decided, well, obviously we can't compete with Hollywood, but you know, we can definitely give it our all and try to make something pure and original and have that Friday the 13th atmosphere. And so we were like, you know what, let's try something here. And, you know, and we had a little group meeting and talked ideas, and, you know, here we are, diehard Friday the 13th fans, just doing what we love and trying to bring Jason back.
So basically the whole squad with Wet Paint Pictures are all big Friday fans. Is that what you mean?
Massive fans.
Awesome. Now, in the trailer, looks like Jason's deep in the woods, and obviously we see a girl and we see Jason, and I'm sure we can expect to see the traditional slashing in the woods, but maybe you can talk a little bit about the trailer. I know there's been some confusion as the movie might be just a single person in the woods, but obviously you have cast members' pictures on the Kickstarter, so maybe you can kind of clear up what people might misinterpret about the film.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's definitely not a one-on-one thing. It takes place in modern time, 2017. It's just pretty much a group of six individuals, three females, three males. They go out looking for a good time. The one of the male roles, his character name is Blaine. He's kind of the rich, kind of snarky, preppy guy. He's there to actually buy the property and turn and just do complete remodel, demolition, tear down the woods, tear down the old cabins, and pretty much remodel the whole Camp Crystal Lake area and turn it into his own little resort to make money and have a nice little hangout spot for the young adults to kind of party and go wild. And little do they know that Camp Crystal Lake still has some company lying around where they run into the big guy, and It all goes downhill from there.
Awesome. So basically, Jason showing up saying, "Not my property, assholes," and just goes to town.
Not happening. Yeah, exactly. Not happening. Not this year, and probably not next year.
Nice. Yeah, I like that idea. That's never been touched in a movie as far as basically renovating the camp. So that's definitely an interesting take on it. I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun, man. We hope everyone's looking forward to it. I think we're like you said, we're gonna keep it completely Friday the 13th. You know, you gotta have that. You know, Jason is this unstoppable force, and you know he's no teddy bear, and we want to show that Jason is. We want to bring him. I think he's in the last few years, he's kind of lost kind of lost his willpower in some ways. And we, you know, from growing up as kids, watching Jason, he was like this terrifying force that you'd be out in the woods or you'd be out in the lake and be like, do you think Jason's under here? Do you think Jason's at the bottom of this lake right now? We want to bring that back, that, you know, that's the stark statistic side of Jason that, you know, he's balls to the wall and this is his territory and nobody's coming down here and on his stomping grounds and tearing down his, you know, his land. That doesn't go too far with Jason.
Right. Now, you said it's set in present day, and I'm assuming from what it sounds, we're going to see all the classic Friday things that we're used to seeing in the films. Maybe you can give a few hints as far as some of the classic shots at Friday or maybe if we'll see some Easter eggs in the film or nods to the prior films. Maybe you can elaborate a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are big on, like, as for me, I'm somewhat of a cameraman myself, and we take a lot of time and effort in trying to get those camera shots. You know, that's what the viewers see. That's what the audience sees. You want to see the perspective of not only Jason, but you want to see the locations, those wide angles up in a tree. We're going to do whatever we got to do to get that shot. And we want Jason to look his best. That every time you see Jason on screen, when you see him, you're just like, that's Jason. Every second, every frame in the film that you see Jason on the screen, we want people's reactions to be mouth dropping. We're doing like a lot of like underwater shots. I don't want to leak too much, but you know, under the lake. And I will say this: this is all for my Friday 13th gamers out there, that Jason will be teleporting in the film. I think it's going to be really cool to see that on camera and from Jason's perspective to actually teleport from location to location, just like in the video game. But to see that on film, totally different world, and I think people are going to get a nice kick out of that.
Oh, I can imagine. But speaking of Jason, in the trailer we see Sackhead Jason. Then, of course, we see the mask laying on the ground at the end, and it appears to be human Jason. Maybe you can give some details about actual Jason character in your film.
I'm a massive fan of Part 2. I don't know why, I just really like that movie, and the Sackhead was always really intriguing with the one eye, and it was always very, like, you know, I was very like, it was like a burned memory in my little undeveloped brain, you know, just watching this thing. And we wanted to throw some hints to the classics. You know, 2009 did it in their own little way, and we wanted to do this in our own way. And I think when people see that, you know, you see that burlap mask and you see the hockey mask, that's what Jason is. And when you see that on him and you see how, you know, the way he finds it in the film is going to be really, I think, really cool for people to see. And I think it's going to be a nice little touch.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of Sackhead fans out there. Obviously, a lot of people prefer the hockey mask for obvious reasons. It is iconic, right. So that's basically a must nowadays. But yeah. The human Jason, most people are more fond of the human Jason, so it'll be nice to have that version. We obviously saw that in the 2009 film, so I like the idea of bringing that back and, you know, having more human Jason, since obviously from the latter films in the original series, we're used to seeing the zombie. So, but yeah, character looks good. I'm definitely excited to see what you bring. I really like the idea of the casino and everything. So I'm just really looking forward to it.
Yeah. Jason is not pretty in this one. I can tell you that. I can tell you that with a machete, without a machete, with an axe, without an axe, with him, without his hockey mask in this movie, even the males are going to be running like hell because he is ugly. Ugly,
nice.
ugly. Yeah, I don't even think Jason's mama would like
nice.
Him in this one. He's pretty ugly.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to see what you come up with. But yeah, let's talk a little bit about the filming location. Obviously, your Kickstarter gives some details about that. But what made you choose the locations that you did?
Well, here we're based in Washington, D.C., and if you ever been to Washington, D.C., the first thing people think of is the, you know, the historic buildings and, you know, monuments and all that. But what little people do know is that in Northern Virginia, there's a lot of beautiful landscapes and lakes and just nice wilderness and beautiful atmosphere. And there's an area called Great Falls in Northern Virginia that is nothing but this huge just mountains, woods, and a huge like current river flow through the Potomac that just goes this huge stream. And if you, as you probably saw on the Kickstarter, there is some severe risk and challenges when you get into some of these waters due to the rapids and, you know, the undertow. And it's very challenging to film this stuff, especially when you're doing underwater shots, or if Jason's in the water, if somebody falls in the water, and, you know, in a canoe and all that stuff. And it looks really pretty on film, but when you're in that water and you're in that current and you're flowing through that stuff, it can get dangerous. And which is one thing that, you know, we want to have fun doing this. You know, we're massive fans of the franchise and we want to bring our own take, but we also want to be safe in the process, you know?
Oh, that's certainly understandable. And obviously being an indie film company, you like to use what's close and whatever resources you have. So I was just curious as to what led you to those locations.
It just, we took about 2 or 3 months before we even started developing characters and scripts. It was about three or four months where we just scouted locations. And we found a lot of like abandoned cabins, abandoned slaughterhouses, and like you name it, abandoned like old, like abandoned hospitals. And like, this is cool. These are all cool, but you know, it wasn't what we were looking for. And then we were kind of like starting to think, well, should we branch out to different states? Are we going to take this film on the road? Are we going to, what are we going to do? And then we got this call about a week later saying, hey, you guys are talking about doing a Friday film. And he was like, yeah, we're just kind of scouting locations. And he said, well, did you guys ever think about Great Falls? And I was like, Great Falls, yeah, Great Falls. And it was just kind of like, duh. And then we went to Great Falls, and then we saw it, and it was just like, like I said, you check out some pictures online. It's a really beautiful location, but, you know, you got the mountains, and it's just, when you're out there, it's very secluded. God forbid if something did happen, it takes some time to get some help. But obviously being an indie film company, you kind of need that solitude to film this kind of stuff. We can't have any canoers or avid hikers coming into the shots, and that was one thing that we're looking for. We need solitude. And it just had this atmosphere, and it just felt like, even though we weren't even filming, we were just standing there looking around. It was like, this is Camp Crystal Lake, you know, Washington, D.C. style. And we're like, this is it. You know, call the producers, call blah, blah, blah. This is the location. We found it. And, you know, here we are, and the location's really paid off for us. And we didn't show too much of it in the teaser, but I can tell you in the footage that we do have coming up soon that you'll definitely get a nice glimpse of the action here at Camp Crystal Lake. It's a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, in the teaser video, or the trailer that's on the Kickstarter, I really like the drone views that was similar to kind of what Never Hike Alone was using. It really gives a different aspect. But just seeing those drone views, it really gives a good look at the shooting location of it. It does look pretty dense, you know, very rich and green, dense, like basically classic forest setting. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing some of it on the film.
Yep. The drone shots are nice. We're definitely going to have some really interesting aerial shots that I don't think they've ever been really seen in a Friday the 13th film. And we really want to try to capture the not just Jason himself and the actors themselves, but we want to capture the location in a sense of, we want people to be in this film. We want them to feel like they're in Camp Crystal Lake while they're watching this. And if we can do that, then we'll be happy.
Now, speaking of Camp Crystal Lake, I'm going to assume that we're going to see classic things that we would be used to seeing in a Friday film, such as cabins, etc. So I'm going to assume that we can expect those things, or are you taking it kind of to a different direction since the person's wanting to essentially tear down the property? Will it be more of a wide open feel, or I don't know if that's something you can elaborate on.
So we're definitely going to keep it on Camp Crystal Lake grounds. But you'll see, I think, a wide majority of Camp Crystal Lake. You will see cabins. You will see, obviously, the lake. You'll see docks. You'll see, you know, people possibly on canoes. And you will see the old school kind of Camp Crystal Lake environment. But we're also going to add some nice little tweaks here and there that no one's ever seen before. I think it's going to be really, really nice to see on film. But the film itself is staying at Camp Crystal Lake. We're not taking Jason Voorhees down to downtown DC for a cup of coffee. He's definitely he's at Camp Crystal Lake, and he's there to stay. And he's taking out anybody there with him.
Awesome. Now, I do have to ask this, though, because if Eric was on the show, this would be his next question, probably. What about a Crazy Ralph character?
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, because we have talked about that nonstop since the beginning of this. Are we going to have Ralph? Are we going to have that? And it was like, you know what? It's almost like a necessity. Should we bring him back? I mean, you got to. I got to say that. You have to. And I don't want to leak too much, but I think there's some surprises in there. When the old school fans see it, they're going to be like, haven't seen that in a while. That's what I need to see. What's next? So I'll say this. With that question, yes, you are going to see some crazy old men in the woods doing his thing, trying to release some type of warning. And obviously that never worked out.
Nice. Yeah, it's not Classic Friday without some type of Crazy Ralph character. So that's awesome that you're paying the tribute to that.
Gotta have it.
Now, we talked a little bit about the cast just in general. You'd mentioned that there were, I think, six of them out there. Maybe mm-hmm. you can talk a little bit in more specifics about what you chose for your cast for the young people.
Right, yeah. We do have some new faces that are new to Wet Paint Pictures, but majority of our cast, I've been working with them for a little over 2 years now, and they're all really, really talented individuals. And one thing I got to say about, I've been really fortunate for our cast, you know, being an indie film, these guys, this is usually volunteer work, and we just get together and have fun, go out and do this on the weekends. But these guys, I've never, ever heard them say, no, I can't do that. If I ever said, like, look, blah, 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 I need you to fall from this, land on this, roll down, covered in blood, they've never, ever said one time, like, I can't do that. It's always like, all right, well, let's do it. And, you know, that's one thing, you know, as a filmmaker, when you meet these kind of people who are willing to do whatever you know, do all these crazy stunts, because, you know, we do all our own stunts and stuff, and for these guys to roll around and, you know, God forbid, take Jason one-on-one and, you know, fall from mountains into the water with GoPros attached to them and drones falling from cliffs to the riverbank, I mean, it's no joke. And for these guys to strap the GoPros on and get on top of doing whatever and fall from crazy heights that could potentially do some severe damage to your body, for these guys to do that and with a smile on their face, just coming right out of the water and just loving it, you know, I got nothing but respect for my guys. And, you know, we just have fun in the process. We stay as safe as possible. But like I said, I've never heard them not once ever say, no, I can't do that. It's always, all right, when do we start?
Right. Well, if you're a mega fan, then they're probably just excited to do it. So they don't really care if they have to take a little bit of a beating in the process.
Absolutely. That was one of the first things that we, when we hired these guys for the production, they were like, So am I going to get the most brutal death? And then once it's like, no, I got to go out with a bang. Jason's got to cut my head off. It's like, okay, calm down here. Everybody's going out with a bang. Let's just say that. So everyone was kind of like, so can I have the most gruesome death? I mean, let's get 5 gallons, 10 gallons of blood, cover me in blood. And everybody's just like, I want to get butchered. This guy wants to get butchered. So everybody's ready to die.
Awesome.
Everybody showed up with their A game, ready to go, ready to take on Jason. So that's always fun, you know.
Oh, absolutely. And mentioning all that blood, you also mentioned that in the Kickstarter, needing a lot of the fake blood. So I'm just assuming it's safe to say that this is literally going to be a bloodbath.
I'm a massive fan of Evil Dead. And if you want to, you know, Evil Dead, a lot of like Halloween, Rob Zombie kind of stuff. And we wanted to show in this production complete mayhem. And these guys, when you see, you almost have like, you know, when you see a Jason movie or some people, it's almost like kind of some of those cheesy kind of ones that you almost kind of like, you laugh at them, or like they're kind of cheesy deaths. For this one, we wanted the deaths to stand out so much that you almost felt bad for these guys. Like, oh my God, this guy just had a bear trap wrapped around his head and swung from tree to tree, stuff like that. So to answer your question, oh yeah, bloodbath is on the agenda.
Awesome. Throwing the Evil Dead bloodbath scenes basically into a Friday film. That's a great combination.
Yeah, definitely. There's going to be some mayhem.
And so I'm back. Jason's back. Absolutely. Now, with that being said, I'm assuming that we're going to see, since Jason is an opportunist, we're actually going to see some kills outside of the traditional machete hackings or being hit with an axe. Is there anything, maybe it's something you can give a little teaser on, maybe a unique kill or something we've never seen before that we can see as in a death scene with your film?
Absolutely. There's definitely, obviously Jason's known for the machete. So he's, you know, that's one of his signature moves is, you know, quick, straight to the point, quick slash. But I will say that, having 6 to 7 main, actors, we wanted, one of the things that we wanted to stand out was every single actor that had their own death scene. We wanted every single death scene to be fantastic and the best of our ability to make. So every death scene has their own unique take, and they all go out with a bang. One particular death scene that I think is really going to catch people off guard is, here's a little spoiler for you, is there's a scene where they're trying to save, someone else has been injured, they're trying to save them. In the process of them running towards the other actor, Jason literally picks up a bear trap, throws the bear trap mid-air, the bear trap latches onto the character's head, Jason pulls them all the way back to him, and not just pulls them, puts them back on the ground, stomps their face 2 or 3 times, then picks up the end of the chain with a bear trap and swings them from tree to tree at least 10 to 15 times.
Interesting. And, yeah, something like that. That's what I'm talking about. Something that's, I guess, unique, you know, outside the box of what we traditionally see in the Friday films.
There's one of many leaks for you there. Tons of more bloody action, but that was one that really stood out to me, but there's a lot of good ones in there, man.
Awesome. But, well, yeah, thanks for sharing that.
No problem.
But yeah, let's talk about the Kickstarter, since I think as of today, you actually have around a month to go on that. And just maybe you can talk about some of the perks and what's going on with that.
Yeah. As of now, we recently just reached 56% with about a month left. So I'd like to thank everyone who's actually made their generous donations. That really means a lot to us. We wouldn't be this far in our campaign if it wasn't for them. So a big shout out to everyone who supported us and believed in us. With the Kickstarter, you get numerous rewards. There's actually 13 rewards. Little hint there. There's 13 rewards. It goes from various selections, anything from social media shout-outs to Skype sessions with us just to get a chance to talk to us about the film and anything horror-related, get to know our backers, get to talk horror. Anything from Jason props, masks, machetes, you name it. You actually get one of my favorite awards is you actually get to come out to where we're at and get a free photo shoot with Jason, and you get a scouting. We show you all the locations that we filmed at, and you also get a 30-second to a minute-long session of getting killed by Jason, and we edit all the footage for you. And our gimmick with that was, you know, how many people get to really say that they have footage of them getting killed by one of their favorite mass killers and saying, hey, what did you guys do last weekend? This is what I did, and I got the evidence to prove it. I got killed by Jason. Now, how awesome is that? You know?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen that on any other Kickstarter for someone to be able to have that opportunity. So, shit, that's awesome.
Yeah, we for the diehards. So if any diehards out there want to come out and get killed by Jason, they're more than welcome. That's something you do every day.
Oh, absolutely. That's a great perk. And that might be a trend-setting perk once other people start hearing about that, because like I said, I don't think I've ever seen that listed on any others. But yeah, what a great thing to do. That's just awesome. That's a great keepsake to have.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Now, obviously, you haven't met the goal yet, but you have plenty of time. So hypothetically, if you make way more on the Kickstarter than what you anticipated, I'm sure it's safe to say that additional scenes and other things will be added into the film. Would that be safe to say?
Oh, absolutely. We're constantly nonstop talking about the film. What can we do better? What can we bring to the table? We're always constantly upgrading and trying to provide the best indie film that we can do. Obviously, this is a fan film, so there's tons and tons of limitations. There's, you know, copyright stuff, but we're constantly aiming towards just a pure Friday the 13th slasher movie. Just nothing but fun, blood, guts, and it's nothing better, man, than seeing Jason on screen doing his thing, and just, you know, the audience loves that. This is the reason why this has been around for, you know, generations to come. This is the reason why we keep seeing these movies, is because of Jason. And we're constantly upgrading. We want Jason to look his best. We want him to be, you know, this complete, just ruthless, you know, killing machine, which Jason is. And, you know, we're constantly upgrading and just trying to provide the best indie film that we can, and just hope everyone really enjoys it. And, you know, obviously we're doing this as a nonprofit. We're doing this for the fans. It's for the fans, made by the fans, just to bring the classic Friday the 13th that we know and love.
Yeah, Jason's timeless, and especially when it's by the fans, for the fans, that seems to be when we get the things that the fans scream for, the unique kills and things added to the story that are outside the norm, just like what you're doing with the whole resort thing and actually demolition on the property to build this resort. That's things that we're not used to seeing, but you're also throwing in what we are used to seeing. So it's kind of like two birds with one stone. We get something new, but we still get the classic shit. So I think that's really awesome.
Yeah, that was one thing that we wanted to do, is that we wanted to make a Friday the 13th film that not only is going to satisfy the old school diehard fans, but we want to bring some of the new fans and say, hey, look, this is pretty cool. Little twist. They have some nice old school references in there, and you know, we have something for the old school guys and for the new school. So that's our plan, and we want people to know that anybody can do this. You're not far from doing this yourself. Anybody can do it if you put the time and you do your research and you really study. Anybody can do this. And the cool thing about it is you're doing what you love to do, filmmaking, and, you know, it's nothing but complete fun. And a Friday the 13th film, out of all things, is this is one of the greatest decisions I've ever made in my life, and, you know, we're having a blast.
Oh, I'm sure it's been a ton of fun, and you're going to have a lot more fun with it before you finish. But as of right now, where you stand with the Kickstarter and just where things are in general, how long are you anticipating the movie to be at this point, if nothing changes in the meantime?
As of now, the runtime is probably going to be stretched to about 35, 40 minutes. Could be a little bit more, but I don't see it being no less than 35 minutes.
Okay. And is the release date something that we can talk about, or at least a roundabout time at this point?
Well, that's something that we would also obviously keeping our eyes open for. There's a lot of fan films out there that are doing the same thing as we are, and having a good time doing it. And we don't want to step on anybody's toes. We want everyone to have their moment to shine, because everyone's put all this hard work into their films, and we want everyone to have their moment to shine and say, "Hey, this is what we got," and everyone have a kick out of it. But yeah, as of now, I think we're definitely looking at a potential Halloween release date. And that could change, but I think we're kind of set on the Halloween release date.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people usually think Michael Myers around Halloween, but I think that's an appropriate release date. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to it. Hopefully nothing happens in the meantime that pushes it back. But, hey, if your Kickstarter does really well or something changes in the meantime, it would definitely be worth the wait to have additional footage.
Yeah, absolutely. That's our plan. And as of now, the way things are going, we should be able to hit that release date.
Awesome. I know there's a lot of people definitely looking forward to it. But after Voorhees, what does Wet Paint Pictures have in store for the future? Do you have anything else planned that maybe you want to give a plug to, or just anything in general for future projects after you're finished with this?
Yeah. Actually, long story short, we about 2 years ago, we were actually in the process of making a Godzilla fan film, out of all things. And we had some really cool footage, and we had a special effects crew. We was looking really good, nice dialogue. We were filming all in great locations in D.C., law firm buildings, and it was a nice touch. But about 6 months into filming, our editing software got hacked by some overseas ransom virus that completely locked us out of all of our projects, and we had no access to our film. And every day that we didn't pay the ransom, it went up. And it was a complete, like, hit in the gut. We were like, well, what do we do now? We spent all this time on this hard work. You know, it was another fan film, Godzilla, and we had a lot of cool footage that we just got stolen from us. And we came down to two options. It was like, well, we can either move on, or we can try paying these guys. But reality is that it was two. We're going to pay criminals, and we may not even get our project back. So we ended up just going on our own little, you know, next step. Here we are. And after the next film, we want to do something similar to that. Not Godzilla, but something Cloverfield/Godzilla related, giant monster kind of thing. So that's going to be our next kind of project after Voorhees. A little payback for our indie film that kind of never got to hit the screens.
Yeah, there's a lot of Godzilla fans out there, so I'm sure people will definitely enjoy that one as well.
Yeah, that's our plan.
Well, all right, that's cool to hear. As far as future projects go, you guys are obviously big fans of the horror genre, so it'll be interesting to see what you come up with down the road.
Thank you, sir. We're looking forward to it.
Well, all right, Cody, I just want to thank you for your time for joining me. Like I said, it just worked out that we could get you on. Been planning on it and just glad our schedules worked out. So thanks for joining me, and I wish you the best of luck on the rest of the project.
Hey, thanks for having me, sir. I appreciate it. Maybe we can do this again sometime. And let's keep a lookout for all the indie films coming out. And Jason's right around the corner. He's coming back.
All right, that wraps up another episode of Return to Camp Blood, so please rate and review wherever you listen to the show at. If you have any questions or comments, you can contact us on our Facebook page, or you can email at feedback@campbloodpodcast.com. This episode was brought to you by Voorhees. Until next time.